calling Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
If you are calling for a member of the Federal Employee Program whose ID begins with an R only, press 1. For J codes, prescription benefits, or prescription claims, press 2. For dental coverage, press 3. For dental claims, including the status of reconsiderations or appeals, press 4. For pre-authorization status, press 5. For medical coverage, press 6. For medical claims, including the status of reconsiderations or appeals, press 7. To repeat this menu, press 8.
Customer service will be redirecting all inquiries regarding claim status to utilize Navinet for that information, regardless of submission date. Additionally, as a reminder, copies of REMIS will need to be accessed on Navinet as well. To log in or register, go to nebraskablue.com/Navinet. For all other claim needs, customer service will take 10 IDs per call.
Please enter your 10-digit NPI number. When finished, press pound. You entered 1932. Please enter your tax ID. You entered 470754790. If that is correct, press 1. Please enter the date of service as follows. 2-digit month, 2-digit day, 4-digit year. When finished, press pound. Please enter the member ID without entering the 3-character prefix. To hear instructions on how to enter a member ID that begins with 4 letters, or if the member ID contains a You entered 901. One moment while we retrieve that information. For NPI number 19321785530 and tax ID 470754790 as of July 9th, 2025. No active claim records were found for that ID number. To enter a new NPI and tax ID, press 1. To enter a new date of service, press 2. To enter a new member ID, press 3. To speak to a customer service representative, press 0. To return to the main menu, please hold for the next available representative. Your call may be recorded for quality purposes. Please note that exact benefits will be determined once a claim has been received.
Name, please.
Yeah, my name is Henry. The last initial is Stewart. As is Sam. I am calling from the provider office. I need some information about the patient denied claim.
All right, and what's a good callback number for you?
Yeah, it is 402-513-5357.
All right, and the name of the facility or the physician, please?
Yeah, the facility name is Oncology Hematology West PC, and the physician is Natarajan Nagendra.
All right, and I'm going to need that member ID number again, please.
Yeah, it is X as X-ray. Q as a queen, H as a hotel, W as a whiskey, 01555390.
All right, first and last name and date of birth of the patient, please.
Yeah, sure. The patient last name is Admus, and the first name is David, and the date of birth will be December 11, 1973.
All All right. And can I get the date of service and amount on the claim, please?
Yeah, the date of service will be July 9, 2025, with the billed amount $45.
$45. Okay, give me just a moment. Let me get this pulled apart or pulled apart. Pulled
sure.
open. And let's see what's going on.
Sure, take your time.
Thank you. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to pull this up in another spot so I can see the lines individually. So give me just a moment.
Yeah, take your time.
Thank you. All right, so for those charges of $45, the two lines went to a copay, and then $14.94 went to that provider discount.
Okay, I think the primary should, the primary have Aetna, and they applied the copay amount, and I did not see any line B will be consider as a copay. See the all amount goes to in the adjustment, and we receive the denial as a non-covered. And on the portal, the reason is preferred provider saving. What is the patient plan?
We are the host plan on this, so I don't have that information. You would have to call the home plan. I don't have any COB or any benefit information on this side.
So can you transfer to your home plan?
Yes. Yes, I can. Give me just a moment here.
Sure.
Thank you for calling Blue Card Eligibility. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Calls may be monitored or recorded.
Para español, marque dos.
This line is for healthcare providers to determine a patient's benefit eligibility and pre-certification information. Am I speaking with a healthcare provider?
Correct.
This This line is for healthcare providers to determine a patient's benefit eligibility and pre-certification information. Am I speaking with a healthcare provider?
Correct.
What are the... What are the... What are the...